Belinda Audio presents The Peasant Prince, the true story of Mao's last dancer, by Lee Swin Singh and Anne Spadvilas, and read by Paul English. Dedications for Sophie, Tom, and Bridie. May you live your dreams. Elsie. For Tony, my friend in Beijing. A.S. Some time ago, in a remote village in northern China, a small peasant boy lived with his parents and six brothers in a tiny brick house. They were very poor. On the bleak farming lands around his village, the boy would often fly a homemade kite. It was a gift from his beloved father. That small boy was me. And my story begins with that kite. On one bitterly cold day, near our home in Qingdao, I tied some paper wishes to my kite, and my father helped me fly it up into the sky. The kite soared like a bird, and my hopes and wishes went with it. Then he sat down beside me, as he always did, and told me a story. I loved all his stories, but my favorite one was this. Once upon a time, a little frog lived in a deep, dark well. It was his only home. One day, he met a frog from the world above. "Come down and play with me," begged the frog in the well. The frog from the world above laughed. "My world up here is much bigger." The frog in the well was very annoyed, so he told his father what he'd heard. "My son," his father said with a sad heart, "I have heard there is a bigger and better world up there, but our life is here in the well. There is no way we can get out." "I want to see what is out there," cried the little frog. But even though he jumped and hopped, the well was just too deep. "It is no use, my son," said his father. "I have tried all my life to get out." Still, the little frog kept on trying to escape from that deep, dark well.